Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Bonnie Curry. Has grief ever stopped you in your tracks? Have you ever had a moment where sadness snuck up unexpectedly and you just weren't sure what to do? Grief has a way of coming in waves, often when you least expect it. King David, called a man after God's own heart, shows an example of dealing with loss and sadness. 2 Samuel 1, verses 11 through 12 in the English Standard Version says, "Then David took hold of his clothes and tore them, and so did all the men who were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword." My dear friend, take an opportunity now to slow down and acknowledge any grief you might be feeling today. Take a slow, deep breath, setting aside the distractions and leaning into Christ. Remember the promise that God is near to the brokenhearted. Surrender whatever grief you may be experiencing today to the Lord. When a wave of grief comes unexpectedly, remember that God is not caught off guard by or unaware of your sadness, but instead, He meets you in the midst of it. Let Him comfort you today. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for meeting me in the midst of my grief and pouring your love and compassion to bring comfort in places of pain. You are my rock and refuge, and I cling to you when heartbreak feels too much to bear. I want to grieve well in the midst of so much loss. Would you help me to carry these burdens? Thank you for being near to me. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Take a few more moments with God. Ask Him to meet with you today in the places where you carry grief. And receive the peace of Jesus as you continue walking with Him. And until next time, may you abide in Christ.